In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Good job, everyone. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning on this Sunday that the church calls the Sunday of the Myrrh-Bearing Women. It's actually the Sunday of the Myrrh-Bearers. There's more than just women who were myrrh-bearers. We heard today about a gentleman by the name of Joseph of Arimathea who asked for the body of our Lord and Savior. And also we know tradition tells us there was another man by the name of Nicodemus who also asked for the body of our Lord and Savior. And as I was thinking about this issue of them asking for our Lord's body and them caring for the body, I was reminded of a time when I first came here that I was blessed to care for someone's body. And that was our beloved Father Chris. So some of you may or may not know this, but when a priest passes away, what happens is that his body is prepared a certain way. So some of the other clergy are called together and they are asked to go and prepare the deceased priest's body. And I had the blessing to have the opportunity to do that. And basically what we did is that we went to the funeral home and Father Chris was there and we anointed his body. We cleaned his body. And then after that, we took his vestments, right? And we dressed him in his vestments. And we dressed him the same way that I get dressed. Each vestment was put on him with the specific prayer that we read when we're getting ready for liturgy. It was a wonderful and it was a beautiful thing. And it was a blessing for me because it was an opportunity for me to do something important. It was an opportunity for me to give him one last thank you for the many blessings that he had given me when my family and I arrived here. It was my chance to say thank you to him for the way that he helped my ministry. He helped me kind of start here. It was one more way for me to offer him the same blessings that he had offered me. And as I thought about that, I began to think about these myrrh-bearers. I began to think that they wanted to do the very same thing to their teacher. They wanted to do the very same thing to their Lord. They wanted to do the very same thing to Jesus, to offer him one last thank you, to love him one more time. But the reality is, the one who was blessed mostly from this was them. Today, the church is asking us to remember to do the same thing that they did. Today, the church is asking us to remember to care for the Lord's body. Today, the church is asking us to remember that we do that by caring for one another. Because we, my friends and my family, are the body of our Lord and Savior. So today it's important that we take a few minutes and to think about how it is that we can do that. So this morning, as we said, is the Sunday of the Myrrh-Bearers. And our scripture reading kind of begins with two kind of ideas, right? It begins with this idea of courage and faith, right? Courage and faith. So we hear about this gentleman by the name of Joseph of Arimathea. So Joseph, as the scripture tells us, was someone who was important, someone who was a part of this council, someone who was a nobleman, someone who had a whole lot to lose, right? If they discovered who he really was, if they discovered that he was actually a follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So the scripture said before he did anything, he had to do what? He had to take courage, right? He had to take courage and he had to approach Pilate and ask for the body of our Lord and Savior. And by doing that, he showed who he really was. By doing that, he showed that he was one of our Lord's disciples. So he took courage. He went, took the body down, and the scriptures tell us that he anointed it with spices, that he lovingly wrapped it in clean linen, and that he placed it in a tomb. Now, there were some other people who were watching. There were some other people who also had to take courage because at that time, all the disciples, as we know, had fled, right? They were all afraid. And these were, of course, the women disciples. They were watching from far away. They saw what Joseph did and they saw where he was placed as well. They saw Joseph put the Lord into that tomb and they decided they were going to come back. They were going to come back the next day and they too were going to show love to our Lord. But that took courage and it took one more thing. It took faith. It took faith because they had no idea how they were going to get in, did they? They saw this big stone, they saw this big rock, and they thought, there's no way that we can move it. But they believed that they would be able to. They believed that they would be able to see our Lord and Savior one more time. So they went. They went with courage and faith to care for the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's at this time that we have to begin asking ourselves, how do we do the same thing? How is it that we are to care and love for the body of our Lord and Savior? Well, the way we do that is by looking to your left, looking to your right, looking in front of you, and looking behind you. Because every single person in this church today makes up that body. Every single person in this church today is the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we love the person next to us, when we love the person behind us, when we love the person in front of us, then we are doing the very same thing that they did. We are loving our Lord and Savior. The challenge is that sometimes it's not always the easiest thing in the world, because sometimes we disagree. Sometimes we argue. Sometimes we may not really, like the person who's next to us. But the challenge is, what we're supposed to do is we are supposed to love that person. The challenge is that we are supposed to seek forgiveness. The challenge is that we are supposed to offer forgiveness. The other thing that we have to remember is the body of Christ is not just the people that are in this church that you may or may not know, but they're outside of these walls as well. The body of Christ are those strangers who you see, the homeless, the hungry, the people that are in need, and our job is to love them as well. Our job is to do the best that we can to fill the need that is right in front of us. And when we do that, then we are loving the body of our Lord and Savior as well. My friends and my family in Christ, it is no coincidence that today we are being offered the scripture, that today, as we continue to be in the light of the resurrected Lord, that we are offered this. Because in the resurrection, we are called to do things differently. In the resurrection, we are called to show who it is that we follow. And if we're doing that correctly, then we are loving the stranger. We are loving those who aren't always kind to us. And in doing that, we allow that light of the resurrection to shine. In doing that, we allow others to know what we already know, that our Lord is risen from the dead, and that he demands that we love the other. May we all continue to do our best to look and see Christ in one another and to love each other the best that we can. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Please rise.